spiritual health. Health is often defined as the state of being free from illness or injury, and therefore a good health is achieved when we are free from all sorts of illnesses, pain, injuries and discomforts. Although defining health might seem easy and short, factors that contribute to having a good health are varied and numerous, from diet and exercise, harmony in relationships and balanced lifestyle, to even living a purposeful life and attaining self-realization. We can name hundreds of factors and needs that can contribute to good health, and the reason why, is we, humans, are multifaceted. We are made up of various bodies, each with various needs, desires and aspirations. In 1943 Maslow grouped the human needs into five categories of physiological needs: safety and security, love and belonging, self-esteem and self-actualization, which refers to purpose and meaning in life. The idea behind such categorization is the various levels of human existence and his experience on each level. A being with a physical, an emotional, a mental and a spiritual body. Having a physical body requires eating, sleeping, exercising, having sex and earning money. In order to have physical health, the physical body should be kept clean, energized and fit, while emotional body requires love, appreciation, warmness and nurturing emotions to grow and mature. Mental body needs inspiration, new ideas, learning, thinking and tasks that exercise the mental muscles to stay strong and healthy. Now, what do you think the spiritual or causal body needs to stay fit and strong? Spiritual energy, which is considered food for this body. In fact, among all the bodies, the spiritual body often gets neglected the most, as not many people know it even exists. Since many people are unaware of it, the spiritual body is often fed sparingly and therefore is starving for spiritual energy. As the matter of fact, despite having plenty of money, cars, friends and success, many people still feel empty. The feeling of emptiness comes from a very minimal amount of soul energy, or what we call spiritual energy, in the body, and it is the result of less soul connection. What brings spiritual health is therefore more soul energy, which can feed the spiritual body and keep it healthy and strong. Meditations, purifications, character building and spiritual practices are in fact trying to increase the size of the communication channel with our higher soul or the higher self, to bring down lots of spiritual energy to our system and make us whole. Quote, light, love, power, and clarity come from a strong spiritual connection. Master Kowakoksui. Spiritual health is as important as physical, emotional and mental health, and though many of us might not value it now, we will realize its importance one day in life. With most people, the importance of the soul and the communication channel with the higher soul is realized at the moment of death, when the soul wants to leave the body and unite with the higher soul. This connection is called by various names such as Pillar of Light, Heaven Chi, and Tarana and the Spiritual Cord. However, for people on the spiritual path, this realization comes much earlier that gives meaning and a higher purpose to life. Through practices and living a virtuous life, the spiritual cord gets thicker and more divine energy flows down, which not only flushes out the negative thoughts, emotions and energies from the body but also brings along more inspiration, guidance and life to our system. A person with a strong spiritual connection becomes an instrument of the divine and will work closely with the masters and the higher beings to manifest the divine plan on earth. What greater purpose one can find in life than becoming a channel of light to lighten the lives of many people on earth? Besides giving such meaning and purpose to our life, spiritual energy is also necessary for having a healthy and wholesome life, since healthiness of each body is dependent on the healthiness of the other bodies. So in order to have a wholesome and balanced life, besides taking care of the physical body and our emotions and thoughts, we need to consider our spiritual health as well. Only then we can say we are healthy and we are whole.
Created by SoundGecko.